This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, a former Special Forces officer and a great reporter and patriot we've had on many times over the years. He's in Ottawa, and he's joining us in this segment. He's got police and military sources that they are preparing to basically attack, like Tiananmen Square 2.0, the peaceful demonstrators that are simply wanting their country to get out from under the lock of martial law. They're getting ready to turn the cell phones off, basically jam the communications, turn off the cell service, to be technical, not physically turn the phones off. That's coming up next segment. Then Ted Anderson, the owner of the GCN Radio Network, is going to give me the big inside scoop on plans to try to completely take us off the air. And it's time for me to start telling folks what's going on here, so I'm not crying wolf. But I wanted to take a few minutes out to talk about something that all of you can do and that I can do to win this fight against the tyrants, and that's get the word out. We've all seen that saying on the internet. Nobody knows who said it, but if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. They can't get away with the Great Reset and these wars and the devaluation of the currencies and the open borders and the sexualization of our children and the human animal cloning and all of these terrible, horrible things. They can't get away with that if we have speech and we can show we're the majority and we can point out what they're doing is wrong. Now, I know that's very elementary. You're like, yeah, tell us something we don't know. Well, I see quotes like this on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, every time I'm on it. And every day I go out in public, every time, in a shopping mall or a store or anywhere, if you guys do overhead shot, I'll show this. Every time, people walk up to me and they say things just like this. This is on Twitter. Is he back on YouTube? What platform is he on? I took my 4-year-old daughter and my 17-year-old daughter to Kalahari Indoor Water Park this weekend for a day and a half. And I probably had, no exaggeration, 200 people come up to me and say they were listeners in the video game arcade and the bowling alley and the water park. And about half of them said, man, I used to be a huge fan. Where do I find you? Are you back on the air? And I look at them, and I don't want to be mean to them, because they're not stupid. They're just not thinking, because they're so trained to YouTube and Instagram and Facebook that they don't even remember things like Infowars.com or, you know, DrudgeReport.com. That they're still websites. We have our own video production, audio production, research, reporters, millions and millions and millions of people. We conservatively reach 3 to 4 million a day with the radio show that's live, and then millions and millions every day at Man.Video. Millions. And if those millions went out and talked to people at a level that they could really get through their head that, you know, that censored InfoWars, the guy they don't want you to hear, the guy that's been proven right about almost everything, he's still on the air on his own website. It's forbidden. It's InfoWars.com. You're not really able to share it online. They block it. But you can go there and you can word of mouth tell people about InfoWars.com. And I love people in the comments under this fella. This is just one example of it. See it all the time. Saying, yeah, he's at Band.Video, he's at Getter, he's at Rumble, he's at Gab, and he's all right there. But notice, InfoWars Red Alerts, as a fan, had to put spaces, because Twitter won't let you post those evil banned words. Infowars.com, Band.Video. You're not even allowed to put those URLs in, so we create new URLs, like FutureNews.News. They're already putting warnings on that on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Okay, fine. But you can, for right now, share futurenews.news. Because the truth is being suppressed, and because it's the antidote, like an antibiotic to a bad strep infection. You need to get it into your body, ladies and gentlemen, or vitamin D for your immunity before you get sick. InfoWars is the vitamin D and the zinc and the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin and the sunshine of liberty. And you can carry the ball. Only you can. So just, I know you know where we're at. You found us. You're here. But the public's like, where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? You got to tell him. He's still on the air. at band.video and infowars.com. You can't share those URLs most places. So you got to tell them word of mouth and then tell them to tell others, creating what? The chain reaction.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Seen it. And listening and watching Trudeau is a little more than I could stomach today. But it's incredible. And they're like, how dare them blockade us? How dare them try to keep us from going out and try to bankrupt us and try to make us stay in our homes when that's what they've been doing for 2 years to the Canadians through their nanny state garbage with the coronavirus they cooked up and they released on us through the Davos group, through Klaus Schwab and his acolyte, his sworn servant that he brags that he owns. Klaus Schwab brags he owns Trudeau. So joining us is Jeremy McKenzie. He's a former Special Forces officer, been on the show many years ago on other topics. And he is joining us here on air. He's also a popular podcaster. He's joining us to talk about the latest incredible developments. And, you know, we could air a little four-minute video he put out last night that went viral about his police and military sources, about the military crackdown that's about to happen. But instead, he can just repeat that here for us now and give us some updates. There's been big developments since then. He's seeing all of the troops and military, some in plain clothes, some not, moving into the area, massive harassment, arresting and beating up old people that honk their horns. There's video of that. I mean, this is Tiananmen Square starting to unfold, ladies and gentlemen. The key is do not be violent like Mahatma Gandhi, following the example of Christ or Martin Luther King Jr., and I'm just telling you, this is the time that they're going to destroy themselves doing this. And so he who shoots first loses. Same thing's happening in Australia, in Europe, everywhere. People are taking action. So Jeremy McKenzie at RagingDissident.com joins us. Thank you so much, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks so much. Thanks for having me back. I just want to clarify. I wasn't an officer. I was an NCO. I was briefly.
You were a field marshal. You were a field marshal. Yeah. Anyways, the point is, let's get into exactly what is unfolding.
Okay, so like as you were saying, it does appear. So there's supposed to be some negotiations happening with the organizers today. Right now, an hour ago, I haven't heard anything back from these guys. I'm waiting to see how that took place. They're expecting to meet with a delegation or some kind of representative from the federal government. The mayor of Ottawa is basically at his wit's end, from what I've heard, that he wants this settled one way or another. So that's what they're hoping for. I haven't heard anything back. However. It was, fed to me from certain, people inside the apparatus that there is a scenario on the table for mass arrests. They're busing in hundreds of federal police riot cops from the public order unit. I guess it's called the POU. I wasn't a cop. I don't know. I'm learning as I go here. And they're staging now and planning for this around the clock. Apparently, they're not very happy that I leaked that out there. They're cranky about that. But I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm forgetting to tell people. Spirits are high. People are holding the line here. There's more reinforcements, if you will, coming every day. It's families. It's truckers. It's farmers. It's blue collar Canadians. There's kids down there. There's bouncy castles. There's free food. The homeless have never been better fed in their lives. crime has actually gone down in the city, and people that I know that live here say it's never been more pleasant to live in Ottawa as it is right now. And unfortunately, you know, the honking will continue until freedom improves. That's just how it is.
Well, expanding on that, for those that don't know, recap what the city council, what the central government, what they're all saying. I mean, they're calling people terrorists. They're calling them insurrectionists. They're saying racists are attacking and beating people. None of it's true. Of course, they never show the evidence. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, the federal government's been doing this. They've been fomenting hatred and division in the country for years now, and it's really ramped up the couple of months. And since this, you know, we've had BLM protests, we've had, you know, Indigenous peoples protests and this kind of thing. They never had any issue with any of that. They're blocking pipelines. They were doing all kinds of stuff, trying to derail trains. But now everyone's a terrorist because, coincidentally, it doesn't, you know, fit with the government's plans or their narrative, I suppose. And, yeah, they were calling us, you know, terrorists, insurrectionists. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, that video there you're playing is a joke. You know, they're like, look at these violent truckers, you know. And yeah, they have no intention of negotiating with these people. It doesn't seem like. I'm concerned it may be a trap of some kind. They're busting in a lot of cops. They're preparing to break this up by force. That's allegedly that's coming straight from the top of the government. That they want this gone, and no one as of yet has even tried to speak to these people. There's been no crimes committed. No one, like, hardly. I don't know if there's even been any arrests. There's nothing like this is going on. Everything they're reporting is lopsided and incorrect, factually incorrect. And they're you know, posting hoaxes. One of the guys from the Canadian Anti-Hate Network tried to use a flyer that was posted in Miami about, like, an anti-Semitic kind of thing, and say that it was here in Ottawa, like, blatantly, you know, demonstrably untrue. And yet they still do it.
That's
lie.
What the left
it
does.
It's the Solzhenitsyn quote. You know, they're lying. We know they're lying. They know that we know that they're lying. And, you know, we know that they know that we know that they're lying. And yet they still lie.
That's a beautiful quote by Solzhenitsyn. What do you expect to happen? Because this isn't just your sources in the police that are telling you this. Trudeau's on TV saying this will not be tolerated. Their views are not tolerable. They're not acceptable views, is the quote. You have the city council with the police, you know, in these virtual meetings saying you will get out there. You will stop them. They are terrorists. They're using the word terrorist. And they're, I know, seizing people's gas cans. They're not letting people gas up their vehicles. They're calling it material support. Well, that's a term you use for supporting terrorists.
Yeah, and you know, the good people that we do still have in law enforcement are starting to kind of break ranks now, and they're disgusted by this, that they're seeing what they're seeing these police officers do. It's completely out of line. It's completely insane. And yeah, they're using intimidation tactics like this raid. You know, you got the footage there. There was guys with, you know, long, like, M4s. There was a guy with a tear gas grenade launcher. They're all dressed, you know, all like show of force, right? It was a tense situation. There was families there. There was kids there. It was nervous. You know, it wasn't a good time, apparently. There's no need of this. It's completely insane. All they want is to, you know, to be spoken to, and they're saying they want all these crazy demands. They're trying to take over the country. They want the mandates gone. They want the vaccine passports gone. They want the testing. Get rid of all of it. And all of
that's right. The news will never even say what the demands are. Stop the fake PCR tests. Stop trying to put an experimental shot in us. And we don't want vaccine passports. We don't want the mark of the beast. We don't want this. I mean, these are valiant, good people saying don't discriminate against me because I don't want to take your big pharma product that your prime minister has already bought out to 2026 and is saying that he owns your body.
Yeah, and you had some footage there from Coots, Alberta, near the Montana-Alberta border. There's a huge situation going on there as well. People have come out in support. Like, this is a national movement. This is a grassroots movement. It's happening all over the country, and it's a beautiful thing to see people come together like this and, you know, unite, ironically, above all of their differences together in opposition of this authoritarian government. I couldn't be prouder of these people for what they're doing. And it's just, again, it's disgusting to see how they're treating this. And apparently, all options are on the table still. Even just this morning, you had a liberal, I've been saying this for a little while. They're going to start jumping ship. One of the Liberal MPs, I don't recall his name off the top of my head right now, but he's come out and condemned the Prime Minister and what they're doing.
And the Republican the Tory or Conservative leader up there, I know, because he was going along with the lockdowns and the forced shots, his party made him step down, correct?
Yes, he was a completely weak, feckless, you know, pointless, you know, leader. I wouldn't even use the term. He's been ousted now. We've got another guy that's going to, you know, try and get in there. I don't know if it's political opportunism or what's going on there, but the fact remains that this is a people's movement. This is a grassroots thing, and it's pretty decentralized. And I don't these guys are not going anywhere. They have no intention of going anywhere because they have nowhere to go back to. If this doesn't succeed, they lose everything. They lose their jobs. They lose their businesses. They can't go home. They're removing the wheels off of the trucks so they can't be towed anywhere. And now they're trolling the police because they're stealing jerry cans. Guys are going around with empty fuel cans with writing on it that says not gas, you know. And they're trying to ticket people and arrest people for carrying gas around. It's just desperation at this point, and there's no moves left that the state has that isn't going to make this worse.
And by the way, crowd of 100,000 people that fluctuates in size really wanted to burn down the city, they could. I mean, if the people really want to take over, we can. We're not the criminals. We're not the left running around burning everything down and shooting police. But if they, I want to come back and talk about this. If they do start attacking people, they fight back, then snipers shoot citizens. That's the way these dictatorships always fall. Trudeau is going to, I guess, get the dictator fate he keeps looking for. You know, after 10 days, he's emerged from hiding. And now some of his own protective detail and the Royal Mounted Police have been resigning, saying he's a tyrant. So you talk about moral courage. These people there, these truckers, are the tip of the human spear worldwide, and it's causing a chain reaction, and we salute them.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk show host, popular. We've had him on years ago before all this started, and we've had him on, of course, recently from Canada, from Ottawa, the capital up there. Beautiful area. And it is even more beautiful, the masses of people that are there on the ground peacefully honking and letting their voices be heard and saying, we don't want to be locked down. We don't want medical IDs. We don't want forced injections. We don't want to wear masks. We don't want to be locked in our houses under the Great Reset's martial law. You have the nastiest of all the world leader puppets, Trudeau, admitting he is a minion of Klaus Schwab and follows the Great Reset and Build Back Better. And that this is good that there's a lockdown to cut our carbon, and that he's introducing everyone to the new way of life. This is a damn cult. And then you have Schwab bragging that Trudeau is the greatest example. We have the almost his whole cabinet under our control. We have half the world cabinets under our control. He brags on his own site, Klaus Schwab, head of the Bilderberg Group, that they control all these cabinets. So this is insane. This is a new type of warfare. So Jeremy McKenzie from RagingDissident.com, you also told my producer, I don't know if you want to get into this on air, that you've actually been followed around, stalked, a lot of crazy stuff going on. It's now in the news, what you talked about last night. They're talking about cutting the cell stuff downtown. If the police move, and they're talking about using the military as well, how do you expect this to unfold, and what are your sources telling you?
Yeah, so that was one of the aspects. That, yeah, again, I was briefly with a special forces unit. I just, you know, they get, guys get sensitive about that kind of thing. So
I can't stand you, military guys. Listen, I can't handle it, dude. You know one reason I don't want to get military people on? Stop. You're hitting my pet peeve right now. You got fine. You were never in the military, okay? Screw the military. I hate it, okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, please, absolutely. God help me. I'm just telling people who you are. Because I was getting to Afghanistan and talk about seeing freedoms being taken. And then you tell me, don't say I'm this. And then you say, don't say that. I don't care. Let's just say you're in Canada, all right? Please help me.
All right.
Please help me. God help me right now. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't want to stress you out, brother.
No. It's this thing you guys do. Because all the military people henpeck each other about who was what and who did what. Screw it all. We're about to have nuclear war. How about that? How about all the military people stop that? Go ahead, man.
And there is a lot of... There is a lot of great guys downtown. They're wearing their medals and stuff. And, you know, thanks to those guys for showing up. That is, you know, part of the plan. They want to, that's what they're hearing. I mean, that's what the guys are saying. They're right next door to where this is, nearby to where these plans are being talked about. They would cut cell service. I would encourage anybody, you know, your phone is your greatest weapon and your greatest defense. You know, film everything. You're not going to be able to live stream anything, probably, you know, if they jam everything. Film as much as you can and try and get that out so the world sees what happens. And that's really the MO here. Nobody here is going to be violent. Nobody wants violence. We're showing and demonstrating to the world, you know, how good the people of this country really are. I've never seen this kind of, you know, this level of unity and compassion for each other. I don't know how many people I've hugged in the last few days. It's insane. And, you know, if they want to do this, you know, I've always said, you know, force a tyrant to act like one. And if they want to send riot cops in here in full gear and tear gas a bunch of families and kids and lock people up for what? Wanting their lives back, for wanting to not have their jobs and their careers destroyed, and want to be able to see their dying relatives in hospitals and not be robbed of the dignity of going to their own funerals and this kind of thing. Is that really what these people want to do? The whole world's watching. They've got no moves left. They can surrender. They can give the people what they want. And like I said, they want the mandates gone, the testing, the passports. But more than that, they're here petitioning on behalf of every single person, all the first responders, all of the police, nurses, doctors, anyone that's been let go as a result of these mandates. They want their jobs back. Those are the demands. And they're not unreasonable. Other countries have already, dropped all of this. Many other countries have dropped this stuff because they know it's ridiculous. It's the writing's on the wall here. And these guys, probably because they are so personally invested in this scheme, this campaign, whatever it is you want to call it, they're very reluctant to let it go. And it's, they're malignant narcissists that are back into a corner. So that's the worrying part is how far are they willing to push this? And I'm going to hope hope to God that, the better angels of our nature, as they say, that when push comes to shove and if they order these cops to go in there, because they see us and we talk to them every day on the street and they know it's ridiculous. They know they said they've never seen a protest, as peaceful and as wonderful as this is. You want to send these guys in there. I'm going to hope that, maybe some of them, maybe a lot of them, maybe they just refuse to do it.
I hear you, brother. And listen, I'm not mad at you or mad at anybody. I'm really pissed off about China and Russia and Putin threatening to nuke and nuclear war. So I'm actually really on edge about that and just mad at everything and really pissed about what's happening there. I think my stress level's gone to another level here, and I'm having trouble not blowing up. That's why I had to take off some time last week and a few weeks ago, because I'm just so pissed off, and I'm trying to not get angry. How are you guys staying so friendly and peaceful? Because watching crap like this would make me get really mad.
We have been for years, and it was looking pretty dark there for a while, but like the images and stuff you're seeing, to see so many people come, like I get emotional, like it's hard to even, talk about. Like I, bought some, a Canadian flag back there for the first time in years. And, to see this, to see the country come back to life, I've, compared it to like, you have a dying man or, a brother on the battlefield who's, he's got no heartbeat and you're, trying to do everything to save
him. And that's the question I wanted to ask you, because you brought this up years ago when you were on the show talking about tyranny in Canada, that as a veteran, you had some parallels to how upsetting it was to go supposedly fight for freedom overseas, but then come back to your own country and see this happening. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, now we're the bad guys. I said, like, we're the criminals now. We're the guys because we believe in, we believe in nationalism. We believe in our people and our culture and our history, and they're trying to take all of that away. They're axing people like, Don Cherry for sticking up for veterans on Veterans Day, this kind of thing. It's so sad, but now, like that guy who's dying on the field, he just, the heartbeat, you defib him and his heart comes back and he comes back to life. And all of a sudden, you're back in the game. You're seeing these people from all over the country. There's blocks everywhere. There's demonstrations in cities all over the country. So again, this isn't just Ottawa. The Windsor, the bridge there between Detroit and Ontario, there's a situation going on down there. Everything they do is only going to dig their own grave. Everyone is watching this, and they know, they can see there's 10,000 cell phones downtown taking pictures and video, getting it out to the world. The truth is out there. Everyone that cares to look is going to see it. They know there's no Nazis down there. There was one guy with a Nazi flag, who took the picture of this guy at the Chateau, the hotel there, one of the most expensive ones downtown. The guy that took that photo was Trudeau's personal photographer. It was literally a literal false flag. And they talked about that. CBC ran with that for two solid days. Everybody knows. Everybody knows this is nonsense. The mainstream media is being booed and chased out of places. And they're like, oh, we're just trying to do our job. Are you? Because most of the people I know don't have jobs anymore because of people like you. So I have no empathy for these people in the media.
Well, Jeremy McKenzie, I really appreciate the great work you're doing. You do your own great show, RagingDissident.com. I mean, if it's a plan on the table, do you have any percentage idea on if they're going to go in or when?
I would guess. So negotiations were supposed to take place this afternoon. One of the organizers got back to me. He hasn't heard anything back yet. If that fails or nothing goes, I could guess potentially tonight, tomorrow night. I would guess they would probably move in late in the evening, early morning, maybe when there's the middle of the week, there's less amount of people here. They want this done before the weekend, because more and more people keep showing up on the weekends. People work, and they want to come and be
all
here.
Right,
so they want,
well,
this
listen,
done.
Jeremy McKenzie, RagingDissident.com. I love you, and I'm sorry I blew up. Nothing to do with you. I'm on edge here. I'm going to take a few days off again. No, I'm serious. Talking about going crazy here. It's pretty nuts. God bless you, brother. We'll be back with Ted Anderson. You want to hear about the New World Order? You're about to learn about it.
Sold out for months. X3 is now back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so let me take you to the very front lines of censorship and deplatforming and debanking. And really, similar things to what we've seen in the Soviet and Nazi regimes, where they first take away people's ability to have banks and then businesses, and then they kick you out of your homes and put you in ghettos, then they put you in forced labor camps, and then when they're done with you, they put you in a death camp. And that's not just the Nazis that did that. This has been done all over the world. And with censorship and silencing, then comes arrest.
and imprisonment. And that's where we are. So you've seen the infiltration of the NRA. When the NRA put TV shows on and was producing movies and ads and getting hardcore and getting political and really doing a great job, thanks to Ted Nugent and others, really cracking the whip in the last 10 years. Until about 10 years ago, the NRA was not as hardcore as it should be, but it got really hardcore and really good. And the IRS came after him. Letitia James came after him, working for Soros. And they're criminally going after him now. And they attack you in jurisdictions where they own it, like New York. So the NRA, like, why are they in New York? Well, they've been there since the end of the Civil War, when it was founded to train black people how to own and have guns to protect themselves in the South. On record. That's why the left calls it the KKK, because it's the opposite. The NRA has been bankrupted. The NRA basically pulled back its fangs and is now not being political and is a shadow of itself because of the infiltration, everything else. I know the inside baseball. They don't want it all out, but it was bad. Same things happened to us. We're a smaller organization. They had trouble, but they get infiltrators in. The infiltrators then lie about what's going on in your operation. They then sue you, the Democratic Party, same law firm that sued Remington into bankruptcy. They then sue you, and then that data and that information they get when the judges order you to give them everything that has nothing to do with what they're suing you about, well, then they have a blueprint of what your operation is. And even when they discover that you don't have all this money, they don't care. They want, quote, unconditional surrender. They want us off the air. They want us to come out against America, the Second Amendment. Of course, we're not going to do that. But I see listeners comment on InfoWars sometimes and on Bandoff video because I care about what you say. And people ask me the street, hey, is it true you got hundreds of millions of dollars? Or, you know, is it? I'm like, no, that's not true. I got like $400,000 in the bank, and I sold my nice house to fund the operation because that was an investment to double my money in the last 3 years, buying a nice expensive house, knowing the Austin market. I did that so that I could then use that money to fight. And it meant nothing to me to sell my house to fight the tyrants. That's what I did it for. But the point is, people need to know, and I'm going to start in the days and weeks ahead to reveal this stuff to you because we've got incredibly damning stuff of what's really happened. Now, and we'll probably have to move Joel Skousen back 10 minutes in the next hour. He'll understand this. I got Ted on a little late. I've got to cover this. And it's the reason last segment I got a little mad, not at the guest. I was just already so pissed about this, thinking about it in my mind, that I just snapped, and I apologize for that. Because it isn't Alex Jones that's angry because Alex Jones is under attack. I'm a fighter. I expect this. It's knowing that we're this far down the rat hole, and this country is in this big of trouble, literally 2 minutes from midnight, thermonuclear with Russia and at every other level, that just makes me have a rage that I pray to Jesus multiple times a day to give me peace and love to not blow up. That's why I've been preaching more love and more peace than ever, because it's what we need here, folks. Okay? And I'm preaching to myself, not you. I'm sure some of you have the same problem. So, what you're about to hear is only one small part of this, and we're not going to release all of it yet. But Ted Anderson, I want him to just spend some time on who he is, what he's done. He was a sponsor of mine in 1997. A year later, he started the GCN Radio Network because he was already financing a bunch of shows. He already had a production thing producing his own shows. We're very popular on AM, FM, and shortwave and satellite. He said, why don't I just start a network? When I got censored and kicked off my local radio station, he'd already set up his network a few years before, was getting it ready, and I was already doing another show on it every day. And then about 9 years ago, 10 years ago, when the gold market was way down and Ted couldn't pay me anymore, I parted ways with Ted, but said, you can still carry my show and syndicate it to stations. I'll syndicate myself. Two-thirds of my stations are with us, and about 90-something are with him. And we're still friends, but he couldn't, you know, pay me anymore, so I had to go out and, you know, try to syndicate my show more and try to get money in. He gets sued 4 years ago by the Sandy Hook Democrat lawyers, and he had nothing to do with what I said on air or did, and I was already off his network. He was only a satellite provider, but they don't care about that. And now we know. Now they want the network itself, and people say, well, keep fighting. Well, it takes money to fight them. Plus, and Ted will have the floor here, but I just wanted to get this out now. Ted has been running this network with 700-plus affiliates and over 100 shows on it But with talk radio and the implosion in the media and the economy, for a couple of years it's been losing money. But because it's a pet project he started, and because he's got other companies he can advertise on it, he keeps it propped up, even though he's losing hundreds of thousands a year, and that number's going up. Well, he can't defend a lawsuit against these people. And so they say, that's fine, just give us your whole network. We want you to surrender. Thinking that would take me off the air, which it would be a crippling blow. But that's what this is all about, folks. This isn't just about shutting down our speech and misrepresenting what we said and connecting themselves to us to always say that I got famous off them when I didn't, and they're literally using me to continue their anti-gun agenda. That is the lawyers and the media. And so imagine Ted Anderson has all these shows, liberal, conservative, libertarian, veterinary shows, car shows, gardening shows, third largest syndicator in the country, but he's not a big mega corporation, and his network's gone from making millions and millions of dollars a year profit to losing money, but he keeps it up there and keeps it running with the board ops, the engineers, the insurance, and all the people. And then they come to him, and Ted hadn't even told me this for a while, but then he just said, you know what, screw this, I'm not going to shut down. Quite frankly, Ted was planning to slowly shut down GCN. But because they're trying to shut him down and because they're trying to silence those other hosts, he was going to give them time, you know, if he had to down the road, I know, to move other places. Now Ted's going to try to make GCN bigger than ever and stronger than ever and going to fight all the way through the end. And so he's here with us today, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about that. And I appreciate him holding while I was saying this, but I'm going to put this out on air right now. Let's put the URLs up, please. Ted's already spent $300,000+ battling these people. Now to go to trial and fight him, it's going to cost him $500,000. He's already losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to fund this and keep it on air. And he's risking them getting judgments on him, even though he's totally innocent, if this happens. But he's an American. Because of the First Amendment, he believes in it. He's going to do it. But he needs your help. Because after all these years and all the stuff, Ted is not a rich man. So save GCN. SaveGCN.com. It's also SaveGCNLive.com. And go there and make a donation, ladies and gentlemen. Because Ted needs to stay on air. And we don't want him to shut down. He needs to be able to stay on air. And I think once he gets all his other shows to plug that URL, and once he gets them to go and support it, that he'll actually get millions of dollars he needs to update his equipment and expand things and keep GCN going in the future. Because with the internet kill switches and all this, all we've got, ladies and gentlemen, is AM and FM talk radio. And AM was obsolete in the 70s and 80s, but when there was no conservative radio and Rush Limbaugh came on, all those AM stations suddenly had great value. And so just like DVDs are coming back because of the censorship, we need to keep the AM and FM stations going. We need to support them as well, donate to them as well, and donate to the networks that have so many great shows on there telling the truth. So Ted Anderson, for three segments, will have the floor when we come back. But I want you to go to GiveSendGo.com, and we'll put that URL back up there, SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, one word, and go make a donation. Because Ted came to me and he said, you know, I need $300,000, $500,000, depending on what happens. He goes through this trial and all this. And he says, you know, I'm already losing a lot of money. Do you want to, you know, try to help me, or what do you think I should do? And I said, Ted, by all means, do not turn the network over to these people so they can take all these people off the air and do this. Let's fight them. And he said, okay. So he needs to raise that money. That's how serious this is the gun grabbers also want our First Amendment and are literally trying to take radio networks off the air. And it's collateral damage to them if there's liberal shows on there as well. They want total power, total control to silence the American.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is in a fight. The Western world is in a fight against multinational corporations that want to take over our lives and control everything we can see and what we can do. They want to control our bodies and put things in us. And at the very front lines of that fight, the very literal tip of the spear against the globalists is InfoWars. And we are their number one enemy because we understand their plans and because whether it's Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or you name it, people really listen to us now and they understand that we know what we're talking about. We've been vindicated. We've been proven right. So, Ted, I'm going to give you the floor here for the next 10 minutes. I'm not going to interrupt you to talk about GCN, what's happened, what's going on, what these Democrat groups are doing and what their real goal is not the justice they claim for families or children for us questioning public events. I mean, hell, now the AP questions whether Russia is really going to launch a false flag. I question everything. But really, it's about taking everybody's free speech and all these shows, how many listeners you've got, how many affiliates, third largest radio network in the United States, and all of this. Ted, so I'm not going to interrupt you, so don't pause. You got 10 minutes, Ted.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex, and I appreciate you having me up, and certainly for the help with the Genesis Communications Network. And I got to say that the relationship that you and I have built over the years has been second to none. It's just amazing how much pressure that can be put on any kind of talk radio platform or anything that makes a difference nowadays. Right now, cancel culture is taking control to the point. I mean, people were applauding when they took you off of YouTube, Alex. And now all of a sudden, they're taking everybody off of YouTube and they're sinking their own ship. Even Facebook had to change their name because they are losing their audiences and people are going, you know, away from that particular type of platform. The Genesis Communications Network happens to be a target as well. I mean, these people that have come in and created these platforms are like new kids to the block. And they think that they can go in and just kick people off and expect that the audience is going to continue to stay with them. So here we have a situation where you have this attorney group who actually, the father of one of the attorneys is actually a senator. And there's a political movement to try to push away, I mean, you know, the right to have a gun, the right to be able to speak freely. I mean, this is the very core of what the United States has been built on. And here we are watching censorship from a position of, you know, just canceling out complete radio shows like yours. I find it completely interesting that they come in and they try to attack you by bringing you into a court, making you pay continued, you know, litigation costs until they just drain you dry. And then all of a sudden you're forced to shut out of the business. Like you said, it's like they're looking for a full and complete surrender. They don't want to have platforms like yours. They don't want to have platforms like the Genesis Communications Network out there talking on a free level without fear to be able to say, hey, if I mention that, you know, that the Second Amendment counts and you can't have my guns, these people come after you. You know, that's probably why you're seeing the NRA backing off at this point in time. They're afraid to address these issues, to come right straight out and start talking about this stuff. It's like one of the few platforms that are out there right now is the Alex Jones InfoWars radio show. You know, Joe Rogan is another one. I mean, you know, to have Spotify to have to consider whether or not they're going to have Neil Young or Joe Rogan. This shouldn't happen. We should be able to have free and free-flowing information platforms. That's the way that it's supposed to work. That's why the United States was set up. We don't get sent to the gulags for trying to speak about, non-narrative political, you know, messages. Just the whole coronavirus and the vaccines and the face masking and everything that has been going on, it makes you wonder, you know, all these truckers up in Canada that are protesting and all that stuff put together just creates this environment where it's more dangerous to be able to speak than it is just to be able to do anything. You know, so if you don't have the support from the listeners actually, you know, coming in and helping with platforms like this one, And your radio show, I just don't know how in the world that we're ever going to be able to survive this.
And let's be clear, Ted. Tell people again, because I want the exact numbers. I don't want to get it wrong. How long GCN's been around, how many affiliates you've got, and you know, the fact that you've been running it for a couple years at a loss because there's so much media out there. Obviously, talk radio has been in trouble, and it's such a precious thing to support. Give people the numbers of how big GCN is and how diverse the shows are. Because I remember when I got censored with the number one show in Austin, you came and hired me and supported me and launched us into syndication and did an incredible job. I mean, so much of this revolution against tyranny, you get the credit for, Ted, and your tireless work. And then I know since Gold Plunge 10 years ago and other things, you have just been pumping all your money in to keep GCN on. That's why we're here explaining this, that they are trying to take it over and are saying, just give us the network, we'll drop the suits against you, because they've now seen everything you're doing. They now know your finances. They now know you don't have a bunch of money. And they're saying, hey, just, you know, shut down and we'll drop our lawsuit against you, which is just absolutely amazing that this is going on. These people have no shame.
Well, first of all, I mean, like we said, we started out with the, you know, you were over at, what was it, KJFK, I believe it was. And we started out with a shortwave radio station and a couple of AM and FM radio stations and built it into something huge. Genesis Communications Network right now has about 760 AM and FM radio stations across the United States with over 2,000 affiliate agreements, and we produce hundreds of radio shows. And you would think that the people would look at that kind of thing and go, wait a minute, this is just a broad spectrum of everybody's ideas. We're not trying to tell anyone what they have to say or what they have to do in order to have a platform on Genesis Communications Network. We're here to provide the signal to the radio stations and create a platform that people can rely on. With all the
and let's expand on that. They have defaulted us, even though you're a separate person, a separate company, even though we gave them everything they asked for, so we don't get a real trial. We're guilty. Now the jury decides how guilty. That's what's happening in America with you, with a very diverse radio network. And, of course, what they wanted to find wasn't there. There wasn't some plan to talk about Sandy Hook. There wasn't any money made off of it. We barely ever talked about it. You never did. And I was already basically separated from you right around that time when that even went down because we had business disagreements. And that's on record. So imagine that, Ted. I said I would interrupt, but I can't help it. Imagine that, that this is actually going on in America. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they plan on getting judgments too big to pay or too big to appeal because we can't get a bond for it or whatever because they know we don't have that much money. And then shut this place down with the constables, and they want to shut Ted down at the same time. They know we're on 300 affiliates. They know I'm on a bunch of cable and TV affiliates. They are so pissed, ladies and gentlemen, that we are reaching people and people are listening. So you folks, this is your fight. You cannot let them take GCN down. Ted could face a big judgment in these rigged courts, but he doesn't care. As long as he has the money to fight it, he's ready to go right through it, but he is literally running out of money. So save. GCN, one word, SAVEGCN.com. That's Give, Send, Go. And listen, when they took the $11 million away from the truckers at Give, Send, the big establishment, GoFundMe, when they took it away at GoFundMe, now all those folks are going over to Give, Send, Go because we and others told them to. Give, Send, Go servers are overweight. They're trying to expand. Everything's working fine, but it's a little bit slow because of the truckers, and that's great. People moving to Give, Send, Go. This is the only place we've got is Give, Send, Go. We're even allowed to give us money. All the other places won't let you give to Christian or conservative or nationalist causes. So SaveGCN.com. Go there, please. About $2,000 has now been raised during this. Ted needs at least $300,000 to fight the next leg of this through trial, and he's rolling the dice even though he can get judgments against him, not backing down, not turning this important radio network over to the globalists. So go there now, SAVEGCN.com. And listen, I could donate money to Ted's defense, and I'll do it if I have to, but I'm running out of money. That's why we have SaveInfoWars.com. We'll put that URL on screen, SaveInfoWars.com. That also takes you to Give, Send, Go, where you can donate there. We've raised $360,000 on there. They did it to bankrupt us. We've got three trials coming up this summer, starting actually in March. Let's see, March, April. Is it April? No, it's April, May, and March. No, I'm getting the point is I'm going too fast here. Starting in April, May, and then June. Three trials, three different Sandy Hook people suing me in Austin to maximize the effect, the news coverage, the power to bankrupt us, and then the big thing up in Connecticut with the Democrats and Senator Blumenthal run. I mean, this is literally what they're doing to silence you. They've got to get through us, so support us now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. For only